Amen. I'm glad what God does and how God ministers. Amen. The precious presence of God. And amen. Today, yesterday, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5 is where we want to read today. The word of the Lord says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. Nothing we have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. I'm glad that the Holy Ghost is not a one-time deal. I'm glad that the Holy Ghost is something that renews inside of me. Amen. And I'm glad that God washes us and regenerates us. The washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Are you thankful that God is not in a box and you open the box and you get your one taste and that's it? No. But I'm glad that my God over and over and over and over again proves himself. Amen. It gets sweeter when you just let God have his way. Amen. Lord, let's give the Lord a hand of praise tonight in the house. Yes. Come on, what a mighty God he is tonight. Hallelujah. The renewing and regeneration of the Holy Ghost. God will, if you will seek him. God's looking for those that would seek him. You may be seated tonight. We hear the big word regeneration. Regeneration is what God does for us. Renewal is what we do for ourselves through seeking and pressing for the power of the Lord in our life and seeking for a closer experience with God and relationship with God. I'm glad tonight that God does have renewal. There is a power that renews your strength and renews something inside of you, an unction. But I'm thankful that God renews my soul and my walk with him. I'm thankful for a brand new touch tonight. How about you? We're at a place that there is an absolute necessity for renewal. Prayerlessness, gossip, indifference, disgruntledness, half-hearted, joyless worship, sterile altars, weak people who can't battle spirits and temptations, no spirit of prayer, and no spirit of worship. Puts a person in a mighty, mighty bad situation. And when we get to that place where all these things starts culminating, flowing, to where there's no victory in the heart, amen, it seems that there's no victory in the house. But I'm thankful that there is a power that is from above that God says, when you really seek me and you go beyond just the normal, and seek me, you will find me. I'm thankful for the power of God that there is a power when we have a hunger and a thirst for renewal. Amen. That Holy Ghost power. I just don't want to speak in tongues, but I want the Holy Ghost to work in my life. I want the glory of God to operate, not just in a church service. I need not God to be my hydrant. I need God to be my well. I need God to flow in my life every step of my life, but we must kick aside all the self-justifications. And pretty soon the devil starts putting blame and all these other problems start coming in. But when we seek him, there's something about it. God promises in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You know, revival is still the same price. The price of revival hadn't stopped a bit. Revival's price is not a man coming and preaching to us. Amen. That is a great big evangelist that preaches from place to place. But revival's cost and the price, amen, is when somebody gets sick and tired of being sick and tired and saying, God, I need a renewal. I need something brand new in the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you tonight in this place, amen, oh, there needs to be a revolution in your life. I don't know about you. I don't like dead church. I don't like empty spots in the church. And I don't like empty hearts in the church that just come to church and leave the way they came. God wants a revolution. And God wants a change and a transformation in his church. A lot of times we procrastinate and say, well, maybe the next preacher, maybe the next service. But today is the day that we seek God with a whole heart. Today that we say, okay, now's my time and now is the opportunity. Amen. Hey, friend, I don't have tomorrow, but I got right now. The Holy Ghost still has power. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon. I'm glad that the power of the Holy Ghost still affects and still works inside the soul and the heart of those that will seek God. Our worship has to have a part on it where the ingredients is that I'm seeking God. I'm trying to find God. I'm trying to find what he has for me tonight. But I come to give to him something tonight. I come to celebrate him. I come to welcome him, but I come to honor him. My question tonight, have you got to that place where you honored God and trusted God and say, God, okay, I need revival. I need a revolutionary change in my life. I'm tired of the emptiness. I'm tired of the corruption. I'm tired of the battle being all around me. Amen. God, you promised to be a victory given God. You promised to be a holy God. You promised to be one that would never leave me nor forsake me. So, we come to church and I want to tell you what the Holy Ghost spoke to me. Unbelief settles in. Doubt and unbelief begins to settle in the heart where you think can't happen. Too far gone. Everything's happening. But I'm going to tell you, God's still on the throne. And God's a promise keeper. Amen. And God's want to use people. God wants to touch people. And you watch it, friend. Amen. Those, amen, that seek him, find him. But those that pat a cake around and they could pretend, after a while they drop off. And they drop out. And you'll look at them in a few years and you go, what happened? What a miserable wreck they become. Hear me. Amen. Miserable wrecks is not people that are hanging onto a bar stool today, but it's those that know the truth and hold the truth in unrighteousness. I want to hold the truth in righteousness. I want to hold the truth in joy. I want to hold the hand of God, amen, with thanksgiving in my heart. I come to worship God tonight. I come to bless the Lord tonight. I'm thankful for what God's done for me. God's a promise keeper. God's a promise keeper. Now, in Numbers, the 23rd chapter, verse 19, the scripture says this, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? When God says it, he means it. When people begin to seek God, you may go through things, and I find all through the Word of God, the one that begins to say, God, I'm not worried about them. I'm not worried about him. I'm not worried about her. God, this dude right here needs you. I come to worship you. If nobody else is praying, God, I'm going to do it. The national anthem of hell is still, everybody's doing it. But friend, amen, I'm not going to sing their anthem. Amen. I want to say, God, I want to bless you. I want to live for you. I want to give you praise. I'm glad that my God still works. My God is still a healer. My God is still a provider. Yeah. Sister Natalie testified tonight of that baby being healed. I'm glad that God still heals. I'm glad that God still operates and provides and works. He's still a miracle worker. But a lot of times it's become old to us what God can do, that we don't think he could do it right now. We don't think he's an on-time God and he's at work right now. You know, something's wrong. You know, where's it at? I want to tell you what God is looking for. God is looking for a conduit tonight. Somebody just to say, God, flow through me. Amen. I want it in my heart. Amen. When you hunger and thirst after God, amen, with the desire that says, God, I want it more than ever. I want old time revival in my life. I want to see the glory of God fall. I want to see the power of God. When I worship, I want the glory to fall on me. When I walk in a place of business, I want people to see something, feel something. I'm not satisfied with the ordinary. I'm not in competition with the ordinary. I have a God who's beyond what words can describe. God wants to operate. God wants to minister. God wants to do it in 2024 and 2025. He wants to minister. I'm thankful that God is a keeper of his word. I heard a story and I heard it before, but Brother Jerry Dillon in Madison, Mississippi. In 1996, he took his family on a mini vacation. Somebody had invited him to go to Las Vegas. And he said he never wanted to go to Las Vegas and not a family place to go. And finally, they convinced him, oh, you need to come. They got him a room at the MGM Grand. And they flew into Las Vegas. His boys were teenagers. Jeffrey and Jason were just little boys and teenagers. And that's not a place sometimes you want to bring your family. And they went there. And when they got to the hotel, I'm telling you, the place was packed. They didn't realize that there was the fight of the century that was scheduled that week. And in that time, in 1996, the champion of the United States was to fight the champion of England. Mike Tyson was a champion of the United States, and Frank Bruno was the champion for England. And it all was happening right there. Well, Brother and Sister Dylan and Jason and Jeffrey get there. The place was buzzing all about this championship fight. They checked in the hotel, and they went to their room that evening. The next morning at breakfast, while they were sitting at the table, all of a sudden, in the restaurant they were at, an entourage came of bodyguards, trainers, managers, and the champion boxer of England, Frank Bruno, and sat at a table just to wait. And whenever they sat down, Brother Dylan said, all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to him. He said, go pray for him. I want you to pray for him. I mean, you mean me? Brother Dylan said, you know, God, you want me? The Lord said, I sent you to Las Vegas to pray for him. Brother Dylan said, I'm just a Mississippi man. I don't have it together. The Lord said, go. And he said he went to the table. When he went to that table where the entourage of people were sitting, all of a sudden bodyguards stood up. People stood up and I said, can we help you? Brother Jerry Dillon said, the Lord spoke to me to come and pray for Mr. Bruno. And the manager said, if it's God, it'll be so. And that's about all they would give him, was just that message. If it be God, it will be so. Brother Dillon thought, okay, God, I tried and it didn't happen. Finally, he went back to his table and finished his meal. That evening, They went to eat at a place, a soul food restaurant. And he said, while they were sitting at this restaurant, they looked out the picture window, and one of the kids said, Daddy, look, a big limousine pulls up. And guess what? The same entourage pulls in. Frank Bruno's. And when Frank Bruno walked in the restaurant, the first thing he seen was Brother and Sister Dylan. And he looked and he ran to Brother Dylan. And he said, you're supposed to pray for me. And by that time, all this group of people came around him. And, you know, the managers and trainers and all this was around him. And the crowd is there. And Bruno looks at his manager and said, I want him to pray for me. Put him on the schedule. The manager said, okay, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. He said, meet us on the 30th floor of the MGM Grand. So Brother Dylan said the next morning, 11 o'clock, he gets out of the elevator. The whole floor was totally nothing but security and people protecting this boxer, this champion. And he gets and he goes to the certain room they told him to go to, and he knocks on the door. When the door is open, it's a bodyguard that said, okay, we're expecting you. And led him down the hall. Knocked on a certain door with a certain knock. And the door opens up. And the room is filled with trainers, people that are there. And there was Bruno, 6'5". And he looked in and he said, I've been waiting for you. And the Lord spoke to Brother Dylan. He said, all the doubters are going to have to leave first. Brother Dylan thinks, you know, how can I do that? These people belong here. And he said, Mr. Bruno, the Lord spoke to me to tell you that all these people have to leave the room. And Bruno looks at the group and he said, go to the balcony. And they opened a sliding glass door. Brother Dylan said, their eyes were just looking through that glass. And they shut the glass behind them. Bruno, 6'5", Brother Dylan said, Frank, get on your knees. And right there, Brother Dylan laid his hands on this man. And when he did, it was like an earthquake that happened. Oh, Frank Bruno, the champion of boxer of England, started shaking. He said, Frank, God didn't send me to pray for you to win the boxing match. But God has sent me to pray that you win the battle that you're in. The boy began to shake all over. Tears were coming out of his eyes. Cry. His hands lifted up. Brother Dylan prayed for him as the Spirit of God fell all over this man. Finally, Frank Bruno stands up and he points his finger at Brother Jerry Dillon and he said, you got the same God that my grandmother has. He said, my grandmother raised me in your kind of church. And he said, I've been asking, God, where are you? Amen. I want to tell somebody, amen, God's not dead. God's still alive tonight. Amen. Hey, where's the God of Abraham? Where's the God of Elijah? Where's the God of Peter? Where's the God of Apostolic Lighthouse tonight? He's still God tonight. And he's in this place waiting for somebody to realize that he just wants your prayer. He wants your worship. He wants your attention. He wants you to honor him and believe him tonight. Unbelief will seal you off that you don't think God could do it. You don't think God could do it for you. You know God can, but not here and not for you. God wants in tonight. God wants in tonight. He wants to regenerate and renew. Oh, I'm starting to feel something of the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. Somebody's been edged in, waxed in, and your tomb has been sealed, so to speak. But I feel a rolling away, amen, of the stone of doubt and unbelief tonight. I feel something happening to the Holy Ghost. There's a resurrection that God wants to give tonight. Amen. The souls in this house, God wants you to step forth, amen, with victory in the Holy Ghost tonight in this service. He wants you to know that He's still God and He's still able to help you, amen, connect to you and reach to you. He's still the healer. He's still the way maker. He's still the one that makes the impossible possible. Let me tell somebody in the Holy Ghost, doubt almost won till just a few moments ago for somebody. Hell just about had a party till the Lord spoke just a minute ago. Amen. God's ready for somebody to look to Him and somebody just to say, God, here am I. I'm tired of it. I'm ready for the power of your Spirit. I'm ready for the glory of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody ought to stand on their feet right now. Amen. Somebody needs to get out of their chair and say, God, here am I. I come to worship you. God, I want a revolution tonight. I want a regeneration. I want a renewal of my spirit. You come with an empty bucket, but God wants a well of living water to flow to you. Hallelujah. You thought it was almost over, but God's not done with your life. I pray for the spirit of prayer right now. It's not by works of righteousness, but it's by His work. Amen. Somebody's tried and you feel a big failure. You slipped and you fall. You've done things, horrible things in your heart against God. Amen. But tonight, amen, the King of Kings is in this place and God is wanting to renew you and restore your soul. Amen. Oh, friend, tonight God has victory for you. God has joy for you. God has completion for your soul. If you seek Him, you will find Him. I want somebody right now to forget about everything around you. And I want you to come boldly before the throne of God. Amen. Somebody ought to lift their hands and close your eyes. Amen. And come boldly before the throne of grace tonight. Amen. There's help in this place for your soul. Amen. There's peace and joy in the amen. Oh, friend. Amen. God wants somebody tonight to humble themselves. Amen. Humble yourself. God's ready for a surrender. He's ready for somebody to humble, pray, seek His face, and turn from their wicked ways. Ila sokara varayara. Ila rarabayasarayalaya. God wants to heal your land. God wants to heal what's under your feet tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. God's been waiting on you, friend. He's been ready for you. Hallelujah. God's been ready for your worship. God's been ready for your return. God's been ready for you to get to that place that you're ready for His Spirit. Amen. I pray for the spirit of prayer. I pray for the spirit of righteousness. I pray for the spirit of holiness tonight. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody lift those hands and say, God, here am I. I seek you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mishavaropabarara. Spirit of unbelief wants to seal the tomb tonight. The spirit of unbelief wants to seal the tomb in your life. Hallelujah. But the spirit of the Lord is in this place right now. Let me speak to a heart tonight. You know you're in trouble. You know your life is in trouble the way it's going. And you need release tonight. You need release. Holy Ghost still says, humble, humble, pray, seek my face, and turn from your wicked ways. If you're in trouble tonight, your soul's in need of God. You're not ready to meet God. The Holy Ghost is here to help you, to meet you, to minister to you. And tonight God has granted you an opportunity to come to His merciful throne. There's somebody needs to make a decision tonight. Hear me? You need to make a decision tonight to turn everything over to God and recommit your life to Him tonight. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the joy of the Holy Ghost that I feel right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spirit of revival, sweep this place. Renew, God, your church. Renew this congregation. God, renew strength. Renew, God, the zeal. Renew our worship. Renew our prayer, God. Renew our consecration, Lord Jesus. Renew and revive us, oh God, by your power. Hallelujah. Rebo Romararaya. Come on, God's come to meet with somebody that will seek Him. He will if you will. He will tonight if you will. Jesus. Church, I'm going to be honest in the Holy Ghost. I feel somebody needs to come right and kneel at this altar tonight. Somebody, you've been dealing with things that is troubling you and causing trouble in your life. Things that oppose God. Tonight, God is trying to speak to you. There's something that you got to get right with God and consecrate tonight, your night. Amen. God didn't come with a hammer, but God's come with mercy. God's come with grace. God's come with renewing. God's come with strength. Amen. Come on, you let something ease inside of your spirit and your heart. Amen. Something get a hold of you tonight. Amen. The hand of God is reaching. There's the spirit of the living God tonight. God's come to give joy. Come on, you heard what he spoke just a moment ago. I'm here. He's here. He's here. He's here tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, I feel an urgency in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on, church, let's humble ourselves before God tonight. Hallelujah. Humble yourself before God.